Today's daf is Sota, daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are talking about these types of individuals that are listed in the Mishnah that destroy the world. The first one we mentioned was Chassid Shota, a foolish, pious person. What is a foolish, pious person? So the Gemara gave one example where one has a man who sees a woman who is drowning in the river and says, "Lavarach ara listakuli bevatzula." It's inappropriate for me to look. And as we mentioned, obviously it's inappropriate to look. That's true. But that value is pushed aside when it comes to Atzalas Nefashos. Atzalas Nefashos, even though, as the Mefarshim explained, there is a concept of Yehari Val Yavar when it comes to Gili Arayas and even Abizrahu, but in this context, it behooves a Jew to focus and to realize what he's doing. And it's also Fashas, and any normal person, normal halachic person, would be able to save in that circumstance, and that's what is demanded. And if somebody says not, that is a Chassid Shota. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that quotes the other case, of a baby drowning, and a person says, "I want to take off my tefillin first until before I save the baby," and meanwhile the baby drowns. These are all values, hierarchies that are inappropriate. It is not exactly a chumrah. It is a halacha in these cases of not having kavod tefillin and histaklus. But when it flies in the face of other values, so then it is an inappropriate behavior. And there are other examples of this, that one can act in a certain way, but if it negatively affects others, or if it goes against another halachic value, then obviously it's inappropriate. In the biography of the Maggid, he quotes once that he was in a certain country right before Pesach, and he was collecting funds for his yeshiva, and he knew he might get stuck there, so he had brought his own matzahs, and yes, that's what happened. He was stuck in this country for Pesach, and he didn't get back. So he went around the shul to ask, you know, "Does anybody have a place where I could stay for Pesach? Anybody have a room?" And everybody was looking at him, and he even said, "I have my own matzah. You don't have to pay for matzahs." And they look at him like, I'm not sure, you know, machine matzah is like chametz in my house. So I don't know if I really can have you. You know, he couldn't bring the big white boxes when he was traveling. He brought a machine matzah. You want to be machmir to assume machine matzah? You don't want to be yotze the mitzvah? But at the expense of Achnasas Orchim, he says it took him at least 10 people before somebody would let him in, and the person who let him in, he writes this, put a plastic under where he was sitting to make sure any of the crumbs were taken. This is Mamishar case, Chassid Shota, right? A case where you have the value of Achnasas Orchim staring at you, and one wants to be machmir in a certain case for a certain value of hand shmura, but that is inappropriate where it is stepping on the shoes of another value. Another example, the Shvus Yaakov writes in a tshuva, Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, 1700s, he was asked, the shaila that comes up often in Chutz La'aretz, Sukkis, the first night of Sukkis and it's raining. How long do you have to wait? Do you have to eat a kezayis without, even if it's raining? Machlokas Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rush, whole big discussion. But the Shvus Yaakov was asked by someone in the year Tuf Pei Gimel. The person wanted to wait, I don't know if it was asked afterwards or before, or on Sukkis, he was going to wait until Chatzos HaLayla, you know, before making Kiddush. He heard it was going to stop, he was going to wait till Chatzos and 1 o'clock in the morning. And says the Shvus Yaakov, "Lo yadati echmalu libam la'asos kein, lizchakim yoser mechacham enuzal." These people are trying to outsmart the rabbis. "Lahachmir b'chumers yiseiros, yosmi mashachmir b'shasuf poskim." You have certain rules, and you have to follow those rules, and you don't have to go beyond those rules. And then he has the important line for us: "V'chein ikar milsa v'tayma dim yamtin im achilas b'nei beiso agdolim v'haktanim ein lecha minias simchas yantif yoser mizeh." There is no greater withholding of simchas yantif. You can make your whole family wait up at the 1 o'clock in the morning. What you want to do, okay, but what your family wants to do, I relate to the story of the Chafetz Chaim. One time he had a cousin over that was got stuck in Radin, so he came over, a distant cousin, he couldn't get back, and he was exhausted, he was supposed to be somewhere else, so he comes to the Chafetz Chaim 2 hours before Shabbos, and says, "I'm sorry, can I stay here?" "Yeah, wonderful, take a nap, so he goes to sleep on the couch, takes a nap before Shabbos. He wakes up, and he sees it's already nighttime, and the Chafetz Chaim is sitting learning at the table, and he says, the Chafetz Chaim says, yeah, I'm sorry, you slept a little bit, so please go daven, and then we'll make Kiddush, and we'll have the meal." And he's wonderful, he has the whole meal with the Chafetz Chaim, and then after the meal, the Chafetz Chaim says, "Okay, good Shabbos." He goes, he looks at the clock, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. What happened? The guy slept until 3 o'clock in the morning, and he, the Chafetz Chaim, didn't want to make Kiddush without him, but he didn't want his family to have to wait. So he told his whole family, he told his, that they can make Kiddush. The Chafetz Chaim is machmer for himself. but he wasn't going to step on anybody else's shoes. And then he waited, and then he made kiddush with the man, with the boy, who would never have known what time it was had he not looked at the clock before he went to sleep. But again, you want to do something for oneself, that's fine, but not when it comes into contact or comes into conflict with another halachic value or stepping on somebody else's toes, right? Either of those. Again, and a lot of other examples. But now we will continue. So that is all Chassid Shota. Now let's get into the next one. Rasha Arum. Heichidami Rasha Arum. What is a conniving, wicked person? A Rasha Arum. So the Gemara gives 7 examples. What is a Rasha Arum? Amar Reb Yochanan, Zehamatim Dvarav L'dayon, Kodem Sheyavo Baldin Chaveiro. You're in a dintara with someone, and you express your views to the judge before the other party comes in. Not allowed to do that. The judge is not allowed to do that. The judge is not allowed to hear somebody's claims before the other person is there. But that's the what Rabbi Yochanan says here. If the person tries to do that, they're violating, Rashi says, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. You're trying to get an upper hand, and that's called a Rasha Arum. You might look at this in a larger way and say, this is somebody who does not have proper bitachon. He feels that he has to cut corners, and he has to do things in order to get ahead. Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. If you're supposed to win this case, you're going to win the case. If you're supposed to lose the case, you're supposed to lose the case. And it doesn't pay. It's a lack of bitachon, a reflection of a lack of bitachon, if one tries to get ahead in illegal ways. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yavo Omer, Zeha nosin dinar la'ani, lahashlim lo masayim zuz. We know that there are many matnas aniyim. Peya, leket, shichacha, but those who could take those only in ani. What determines one for being an ani? So the Mishnah says in Peya, as long as one has less than 200 zuz. If one has 199 zuz, they cannot take the matnas aniyim. They have 201, they can take the matnas aniyim. Let's say I see an ani coming, I know he has 199 zuz, but I have some relatives I want to give my matnas aniyim to. So you know what? Great idea. I'm going to give this ani 1 zuz, and then he'll have 200, then he won't be able to take the matanos, and then I'll give it to my relatives. That's a Rasha Arum. Says, you might look like on the outside, like you're a great tzaddik. You're giving somebody tzedakah, but no. You're giving it for the wrong reasons, right? And then he's going to give it to his relatives. It's not, as the Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Peah, Mishi Yishlo Masayim Zuz. If somebody has 200 Zuz, Lo Yito Lekat Shechav Peah, Umay Sarani. They're not allowed to take the Matnas Aniyim. All the different types. Hayalo Masayim Chasar Dinar. If you have 199, Afilu Elef No Sinlo Ka'achas. That even if 1,000 people give you the Matanas at once, Hare Zayito, that's fine. Because that's the shear. You are an ani, and if somebody's an ani, they're allowed to take it, even if a lot of people give them at once. That is also inappropriate. Again, remember, lekat shechav peah are ma'aser ani. They're all different mitzvos. They're all counted as separate mitzvos. The Rambam and the Chinuch even have separate ones for all foods, all produce, and grapes. Grapes have a separate one. Peret and ololos counted as separate mitzvahs. The leket of peret, the leket of ololos. That's how the Rambam and the Chinuch understand those mitzvahs. That's number two. Number three. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ze ha-mesi ha-masi eitza limkar b'nechasim mu'atim. What is that halacha? Rashi quotes it from Maseches Baba Basra. We know the halacha is there's a mitzvah daraisa of Yerusha that goes to the sons. But the Rabbanan made a takana that you got to take care of the daughters too. So what do? So if there's plenty of Yerusha, then fine. The sons get Yerusha and they support the daughters. But what happens if there isn't enough? There's nechasim mu'atim. There's not so much. So what's the halacha? The daughters get and the boys have to go bichozer al apsachim. Right? It's easier for a boy to be out in public and try to get funds. So that's the takana that it goes to the daughters. What happens if the sons sell the property before Beis Din designates it for the daughters? The sons quickly go and sell. So then the whole takana is null and void. Meaning the sale worked. And then the boys don't have to go and bichozer al apsachim. So if somebody gives the boys an eitzah to do this, that's a Rasha Arum. That's trying to be makif and go around the takana derabanan. Zamesi eitzah limkar b'nechasim muatim. Damar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yisomim shekadmu umachru b'nechasim muatim. Orphans that went and sold b'nechasim muatim when there wasn't so much property and it should have gone to their sisters, but instead they went and sold it. Masha machru machru. It works. What was sold, and therefore this is a Rasha Arum because it was someone that was teaching them to go around a takana derabanan. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha here deals with the question, we know there's a sugya elsewhere, Maseches Temura, of Kol Milsa David Rachmana Lo Sevid, Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, if you did it, does it work or not? Right? There are many different sugyas that this relates to. Right? The classic case is marriage. There are some times when the Torah says, don't marry this person, and if you do, it doesn't work. If I try to marry one of the Arayos, if I try to marry my aunt, if I try to marry my sister, so then that doesn't work. Not only is it usser, isser kares, but it doesn't work. But let's say I'm a Kohen and I try to marry a Grusha, that's usser, but it works. It works. It's Tfisas Kiddushin by Chai V'Lavin. Right? We had that recently, that it's not like Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. But there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So the question is, what's the rule? What's the exception? When the Torah says not to do something. When Torah says, don't shecht on Shabbos. So if I shecht on Shabbos, is that does that shechita work? In many cases that the Gemara at the beginning of Temura talks about. So Sharm Tzionah Balacha here in our Gemara says that it's clear from elsewhere, at least according to some opinions, that that works even by Isurei Derabanan. If the Rabbanan tell me not to do something, maybe Iyavid lo mahani, it's not going to work. So the question he asks on our Gemara is, so once the Rabbanan said that if there's nuchasim mu'atim, the daughters get it and not the sons, so why should we say masha machru machru? Why should we say what's sold was sold? The sale shouldn't work. And he quotes Rav Yosef from Maseches Ksubas Daf Pei Aleph, kivan da'amu Rabbanan lo lizvin, avagav dezavin lo avizvin esvini. Right, so therefore, why should it work if he sold? So suggested Sharm Sinai Balacha, very interesting suggestion, that here, the Takana Durabanan itself is going against the Din Daraisa. The Mitzvah Daraisa is Yerusha, that it all goes to the sons. The Rabbanan came along and were Oker Dover Minat Torah, which they have the right to do, Yeshkoch B'yad Chachamim Laka Dover Minat Torah, to say that, no, don't go by Yerusha, split it with the daughters. So maybe that's why. You're right, normally, if the Rabbanan say a law, then it has to have teeth. Right, as the Gemara says elsewhere, im kein makoach bezdin yafeh, if you don't say it has teeth, and it works li'ikuva, that's a problem. So you normally they wouldn't be able to go against the Dindra Abanan. It wouldn't work. But here, the Dindra Abanan itself went against the laws of Yerusha, Daraisa. So that's why, once they sold it, what are you going to tell me? It doesn't work. They fulfilled the mitzvah Daraisa. You're right, the Rabbanan told them not to. But maybe that's why it would work b'di'evet in this case, even though in other contexts it wouldn't work. We discuss this also in a different context. In the sugyas of if the reason doesn't apply anymore, does the din still apply or not by dinim drabanan? So we've quoted achronim in the past that are machalik between different types of dinim drabanan: a din drabanan that goes against a din daraisa, or that uproots a din daraisa, or not. Like the bir halachas kasha. Bir halacha asks if in most of our communities we don't have a rishus harabim daraisa anyway. Right, most of our neighborhoods are Carmelists. They're not Rishonim Daraisa. So why do we have Zera Daraba? You might come and carry a shofar in Rishus Rabim, but what do you mean? You never come to a Daraisa. So the Chavos Chaim is bothered. Why don't we say the Takana is null and void, and you can blow shofar on Shabbos? What do you mean? Why isn't the answer? We don't have the power. Right, we don't have the power to uproot it. Once there's a din, so then, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the halacha applies. So explains, based on Rav Shechter, likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov on Maseches Beitzah from the Mishkanus Yaakov, who says, you know why the Chavos Chaim is bothered? Because that's going against the din daraisa of blowing shofar on Shabbos. And once the Rabbanan is going against the daraisa, it should fall away once the reason doesn't apply anymore. That's also the Machlokas Gaonim, quoted in the Russian Maseches Ksubis about Ksubis Banin Dichrin. That relates to our case here. A special din where a father who gives his daughter a lot of dowry to bring into the marriage, but he wants his own grandchildren to get it. What if his daughter dies, and then it's going to go to his son-in-law, and then his son-in-law's going to marry somebody else? So there's a Tanai Ksuba, but no, it's only going to go to his son, his grandchildren. It's against the mitzvah of Yerusha. That's why. Bizman Azeh, where the whole way of marriage and dowries work differently, that's why it doesn't apply anymore. The whole din. Ksubas on Bechron is not written into our Ksubas, Bizman Azeh. Right, that's the discussion in the Gaonim, but it's similar to this discussion brought up by the Sha'ar Mitzvah Bahalach. Okay. Number four. What is a Rasha? Arum, Abaya Amar, Zeha Mesi, Eitza, Limkar, Benachasim, Krip Shibin Gamliel, another Dinachoshe Mishpat. The halacha is, as we're about to see, what if Reuben gives Shimon property and says, Shimon, after you die, it'll go to Levi. I'm giving you something and after you die, it's going to go to Levi. But what happens if before Shimon dies, he sells it? Does that work? So that's the discussion here. D'tanya, nechasai l'chav acharecha l'ploni, v'yarad arishon u'machar v'yachal, and the first one who got it went and sold it, hasheni motzi mi'ad al-kuchos divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that you could take it out from the buyers. Levi could remove it. Why? Because there was a limit on the power of Shimon, and he wasn't able to sell it. Even if he sells it, he can remove it, right? When Shimon dies, he can remove it from the property of the Lekuchos. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. And L'sheni Elamasha Shia Rishon. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no. It only belongs to Levi once Shimon dies. And here, once Shimon dies, Shimon didn't have it anymore, and therefore, the sale would be valid. So if somebody gives Shimon that advice, even though you're right, it works, but it's not so appropriate because Levi's looking forward to having it. And that's what the da'as of the Nosein was. So therefore, giving that advice is also frowned upon. A Rasha Arum. Arum. Where do we first have the word Arum in life? Right? The Nachash. V'Nachash Haya Arum. He was a Chacham, but he was an Arum. Right? It was using Chachma in a negative way. Right? And that's why, you know, a little bit of a Halacha, and we could use it to circumvent what we're supposed to be doing. Good. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshes Zeha Machria Achirim Bar Chosav. Now we're branching out. What does that mean? I try to influence others through my actions. What does that mean? Rashi says, bottom Rashi, Ra'u Vasu Kamoni. I tell people, copy me, follow me. I am a big tzaddik. Right? Follow what I'm doing. Lo Niskavin Ze El Laharos Atzmo Kachasid Be'eni Abrius. I act very publicly in a righteous way. I try to get people to look and focus that I'm a great tzaddik, and they don't realize what I'm doing behind the scenes. Right? They don't focus on it so much because I'm really not such a great tzaddik. Ve'ein tocho kabaro, elish lo yedaktiku achro livdok b'toev osav. I don't want you to know what I'm doing really behind the scenes, so I'm going to do a lot of great righteous acts in public. So people will think, oh, he's such an amazing tzaddik, great gadol. But really, behind the scenes, he's doing averis. Toevos, Rashi says. Even strong averis. Good. Rebbe Zrika Amrafuna, second to last opinion, Zehameka La'atzmo, Umachmir La'acherim. If I give psakim, people ask me shilas, I give psakim and I'm machmir to everybody, but I'm makel on myself. Not allowed to do that. I have to be balanced. Again, if there's no, some people require chumers, some people require kulas, okay. But if somebody is consistently machmir to others, but he doesn't think he needs those chumers, that's inappropriate. Right? If somebody's a makel in general, he's makel to himself, okay. So there might be some issues if he's being inappropriately makel, but at least he's consistent. And if somebody's being machmir across the board, okay. But this is the worst. Machmir to others and makel for himself. Ula Amar, last one. What is Ula say? Says the Gemara. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, Rav Yasha makes the comment by all these people who give advice to sell, give advice to the middle one. What the Gemara only lists off that if you give advice to others, what if you do this yourself? So that's not as bad. If you do it yourself, okay, that's what you decided to do, to use the system. But if you give advice, that's what we would call being nichnas l'riv lo l'cha. You're entering into a machlokas that's not your own. You're getting involved. Right, that's even worse. Right, often we tell our children, two children are having a fight, but it's the guy who comes in, you know, the third party involved. I remember growing up, I think there was a law in certain sports. Maybe it was hockey where they allow them to fight. So there's a special penalty for a guy coming in who's not involved in the fight. You come in, it's not your issue. What are you doing? So Rav Yashiv says that's what makes it even worse here, right? To tell somebody else to do it yourself, okay, that's an issue, but that's the halacha. But to give somebody else the advice, that's even worse. Okay, last one. Ula Amar, got to bring everything into Torah. Ula Amar, ze shekara vishana veloshchi meish tamidei chachamim. Someone who learns a lot, but he doesn't have a Rebbe. Loshchi meish tamidei chachamim. He doesn't service tamidei chachamim. Rashi. There's a Yesodistic Rashi here on top. What's so bad? You didn't service Tamid Chachamim Lilmod Svaras Hagamara B'Tamei HaMishnah Mahim. You didn't study with someone to learn the Svaras. Right? It's not just a computer gathering information. That's not what Torah is. You have to have a Rebbe to express to you the Tamim behind the Torah. Rashu, Rashi continues. She'ein Toraso Alburya Ve'ein Lilmod Amen. You can't learn from such a person. Why? Sha'al Yedea Tamim. if you don't know the reasons, yesh chilek be'isr v'heter, ubedine mamanis, lezakos alechayev, ubetaros, letami letayer. Every context, if you don't know the reasons for the laws, you're not going to be able to understand it properly to apply it in similar cases. Kita amar bekama duchti, like it says in many places, throughout Shas. What does Gemara ask on every daven Shas? My time amar marhachi, umar hachi, v'amar mai binayu, ike binayu, kach v'kach, v'armhu. And that's why he's a Rasha, because he's going to get it wrong, right? All these questions that the Gemara asks of mai binayu, and what's the reason, and this, v'armu shashomea is kolo, shashone, and why is he arum? Because anybody who hears him, shone mishnosav, kisavar hu shebaki betameim. People think he's a great gadol. People think he knows so much. But really, he's only a parrot. Really, he's only repeating what he saw, but not what he understands from his Rebbe. V'noagin bo kavod katamei chachamim. Right, he wasn't mishamish. That's what the Gemara says elsewhere, that you're not allowed to paskin. Right, you're not allowed to paskin. Mor halacha b'fnei rabo. So what does that mean, bizman hazeh? So Pischei Tshuva quotes on Shulchan Aruch. Mor halacha b'fnei rabo means bizman hazeh, we have Rebbeim also. But Rebbeim could also be Svarim. Right, the Rebbe Yashiv didn't really have a Rebbe. He basically learned by himself all day. Read all the Svarim about him. Learned by himself. He talked to himself. He says, what's right? Out loud. He had plenty of Rebbeim. Right, the Rashba was his Rebbe, the Nosei Kelemor is Rebbe, right? If you know, the point is that if you don't have a Rebbe, you don't understand the reasons for the halacha. But if somebody analyzes and goes through everything, goes through the sugya, and goes through, obviously, you have to have a Rebbe too. But we have to understand the message behind this as well. The Meiri also, if you want to look in, he also talks about the importance of having a Rebbe here, just an expansion on Rashi. Itzmar, once we brought up this last opinion of Rasha Arum, so we expand and talk about this last one. Itmar. Kar v'shan of loshimish tamachacham. If somebody learns, but he does not have a Rebbe. V'loshimish tamachacham, and also he doesn't get the spirit of the Torah. Rav Soloveitchik speaks about this a lot, in terms of the Misora. He quotes this Gemara. He quotes it from Brachas Mem Zayin, because that's where it also comes up. But the Gemara here will also quote. If somebody has a warped sense of Hashkafas HaTorah, if somebody doesn't have a Rebbe, who had a Rebbe, going all the way back in the Misora, then I could learn Torah. But if I don't have someone who expresses, you know, how the Torah views, the lens, viewing the Torah through Torah's lenses, then I can have a warped sense, right? What does the Gemara say in Brachas? Gedola Shimusha Yosem Milimuda. Right? Not just going to a Rebbe Shir, but spending time with a Rebbe, the Sichas Chulin. So that's the importance of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. So if somebody doesn't, Kar v'shar no l'shimush Talmidei Chachamim, Rav Elazar Omer Hareza Am Haaretz. That person is a halachic Am Haaretz. What is a halachic Am Haaretz? Says Rashi, Shachashir ala maisus falataros. You can't trust him in halacha. He doesn't have a Rebbe. You don't know if he's Ne'eman. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Hareza Bur. He is a Bur. What is a Bur? Rashi says he's worse than Am Haaretz. Question, does that mean, is there any halachic difference between those two? Or is he just emphasizing it? Rashi doesn't quote any halachic difference. Rabbi Yanai Amar, Harez Ekusi. He's a Kusi. A Kusi means those who originally were Jewish that gained for themselves the status of not being Jewish. Right? Kusi, Rashi says, he quotes, Aser, here's a halachic difference. Aser lecho pito, right? Pasakum. V'yeno, stam yenom. Tekivin de lo shimish chachamim, eno makpid al divir chachamim l'daitam. V'loshana el laharos atzmo kadam rachacham. You're not following the dinim drabanan. If somebody doesn't follow the dinim drabanan, doesn't follow all of the laws, you can't trust them. And you can't even trust their yayin and their pas. Which is a very extreme, statement. He's all of a sudden considered a kusi if he doesn't follow all of the doesn't have a rebbe. Okay, you have to know exactly how to understand it. Rav Acharei Yaakov Amar Harei Zeh Magush. A Magush. What's a Magush? So different days in the Rishonim throughout Shas. Rashi always says it means a mechashef, right? It means a sorcerer, right? Rashi says ha'ochez esvaynayim, right? You're somebody who's a sorcerer, a magician, right? You do things people don't realize what you're doing. So this guy person also, he knows a ton of Torah. But really, he's not such a great Talmid Chacham to apply because he doesn't have a Rebbe to know. He hasn't read through Tshuvas to know exactly how the great poskim applied the halacha. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak Mistavrek Rav Acharei Yaakov. I like the last opinion. De Amri Inshi Ratin Megusha V'lo Yada May Amar. Somebody could recite spells. A Megusha, you recite a magical spell, but you have no idea what it means. You just recite it because you hope it has magical powers. Tani tana v'lo yada may amar. Similar to somebody who learns and doesn't realize what he's saying. Right? You have to be a parrot. Right? To have a posek, we have to make sure the poskim that we go to aren't parrots. Right? Our poskim are labdanim who had rebbeim before, and there are precedents, and they have precedents from their rebbeim and from the tshuvah svarim. We have to know how to apply the Torah. Period. Tanur Rabbanan, and this is what's quoted in Brachas. Ezeu Ama'aretz. Remember, in Brachas, the context in the seventh parak is who you're allowed to have a mezumin with. So Bizman Azeh, we have a mezumin with anybody. Right? Anybody who's sitting around, we can have a mezumin with. But in the days of old, when they had the status of an Am Ha'aretz, you weren't allowed to sit and break bread and have a zeman with an Am Ha'aretz. So what is an Am Ha'aretz? Tanur Rabbanan, Ezeu Am Ha'aretz. Number one, Kol She'eno Kriya Kori, Kriya Shema Shachras Va'arvis Beberchosel. Someone who doesn't say Kriya Shema with his brachas every morning and night. Let's get through all the opinions and then we'll make some comments. Tev Rabbi Meir. V'chachal ma'arim kal she'ena miniach tefillin. Somebody who rejects tefillin, meaning on purpose. Not just he happened to miss a day, chas v'shalom. You don't believe in tefillin. Ben Azai Omer kal she'en lo tzitzis bebigdo. Don't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer kal she'esh lo ban emina megalon ta'lumo Torah. I don't send my children to yeshiva on purpose. Right, I don't give them a Jewish education. Acherim omrim, afilu korei v'shone, v'lo shimish tamen chacham, zeo ama aretz. Even if I learn a lot of Torah, I don't have a Rebbe, hareza ama aretz. Karavish lo shana hareza bor, if I only learn Mikra, I didn't learn Mishnah, that's even worse, that's even less knowledgeable, hareza bor, lo karav lo shana, if I don't do either, Allah v'kas of Omer, that's what the Pasuk says, v'zarati es beis Yisrov, es beis Yehuda, zera adam, v'zera behema. I'm no different than an animal, because why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me seichel in order to connect to Torah? And if I don't learn anything, and I have the ability to, and I have the chance to, so then there's no difference between me and an animal. Tosfos here discusses that in other sugyas and shas, you have other definitions of Amei Aretz. So Tosfos says there are different types of Amei Aretz. Some that are not Naaman in Eidos, some that are not Naaman in Kashrus, right, there's different levels. Let's just talk about two of these. Again, we could have shir on all of these. Kriyashma. Interesting, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't just say, somebody doesn't say Kriyashma in the morning and night. Somebody doesn't say Kriyashma ubirchoseha in the morning and night. What's the emphasis of Kriyashma ubirchoseha? Why dafka the brachas? Rav Soloveitchik writes, if you look in Shiurei Harav, on the Tefillah of a Kriyashma, it's in Simin Zayin, he talks about a couple of problems with the Rambam. The Rambam, first of all, says, what happens if I am Mishana Mimadbeya Shetavu Chachamim? What if I make up my own bracha? Different than what the rabbis told me to say. There's two Rambams, one in Ilchas Brachas, one in Ilchas Kriyashma. In Ilchas Brachas, the Rambam says, Eino Ela Toa. Right, you're mistaken. It's not a good idea. The Rambam does not say there that you're not Yotze the bracha. He just says you shouldn't do it, basically. Eino Ela Toa. In Hilchas Kriyashma, the Rambam says, if you're Mishana Mimadbeya Shetavu Chachamim, you're not Yotze. One difference. One stira. Number two, another difference. What happens if I don't remember if I made a bracha on a mitzvah? So what's the halacha? We all know the Rama paskins, and we paskin this way. You do the mitzvah again, sabik daraisa l'chumra, but you don't make the bracha again. I don't remember if I shook a lulav. I don't know if I blew shofar correctly. Right, so what do? You do the mitzvah again, but not the bracha. Because the bracha is rabban, and the mitzvah is daraisa. Fine. In Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam paskins. If you're not sure if you said Kriyashma or not, you say the Kriya Shema again, im birchoseha, with its brachas. With its brachas. How can you say with its brachas? Right? It's brachas of the Rabbanon. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, based on other Rambams as well, there's a difference between birchas Kriya Shema and other birchas HaMitzvah. The Takana de Rabbanon was that birchas Kriya Shema should be integrated and be one kiyum with Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema im birchoseha. And that's why some Rishonim are very against the minhag. You go into a shul that's going to miss my Kriya Shema. Don't worry, I'll say Kriya Shema in the morning myself. And then I'll go. That's a real b'di'eved. Why is it a real b'di'eved? Because the takana is Kriya Shema in birchoseha. So if I say Kriya Shema bizman without the brachas and only in birchoseha after this man, then I'm lacking a certain element. Dine chilag yesh bein birchas Kriya Shema lebein shar brachas ha-mitzvahs. B'shar birchas ha-mitzvah ein laha bracha shaychus l'guf kiyam ha-mitzvah. Din b'fnei atzma lomar bracha kodem asiyas ha-mitzvah. But the bracha is not shaych to the guf ha-mitzvah. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's integrated. And then he even says beautifully, there are three parshas of Kriya Shema. There are three birchas kriyashma. The first, what's the first bracha? Parsha of kriyashma, yichad Hashem, kabbalah zomach shamayim. What's the first bracha? Yotzer rovare choshech, yotzer ma'oros. All about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. What's the second bracha about? V'imatem osam es b'neichem, Talmud Torah, that's Ava Rabba. It's also connected. What's the third bracha of kriyashma? Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's V'yatziv, right? And Gal Yisrael. Right, it's all parallel because it's parallel to Kriya Shema itself. Right, it's all part of one kiyum. Again, and maybe that's why he doesn't quote it in that article, but maybe that's also why our Gemara here says saying Kriya Shema ubir choseha because it's all one kiyum. Tefillin is another. If somebody rejects tefillin, what's unique about tefillin? Every one of these mitzvahs is a defining mitzvah, and we can spend time on it. But tefillin is a unique mitzvah itself. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara gives us examples of someone who is the category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan, someone who is negligent with their bodies. Terrible. Who is a Poshe Yisrael Begufan? So the Gemara says, "My niyu amarav karkafta delomanach tefillin." A skull. What's a karkafta? A skull, a head that doesn't wear tefillin. On purpose, Tosva says, not if you happen to miss it. Tosva, if mitzvah bizuya alav, you think it's disgusting, I'm going to wear tefillin, I'm going to wrap these things on me, it's so sweaty, it's uncomfortable. Right, karkafta zolmanach tefillin. So what's that lashon of karkafta, the skull? Unusual lashon. So again, explains Rav Soloveitchik in a different context, because when somebody wears tefillin, it's not just a maisa mitzvah that you do, there's a chalos, there's a status to someone who wears tefillin. How do you know? A tip-off point. There are certain mitzvahs that have two brachos. Bris Milah. Why are there two brachas for Bris Milah? Ala Milah and Lahachniso. Why are there two brachas? One's a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, one's a bracha on the Chalos that is created by the Mitzvah. He's a Mahul. There's a status change. When there's a status change, there's a second type of Mitzvah. Somebody gets married. Let's say getting married is a Mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Why do you say this fancy bracha? It's Ivan, Ala Rayos, Vasalem, Zarusos. Because there's a bracha on the Chalos of Eishes Ish. There's a recognition that there's a status. Some birchas ha-mitzvah. Why sometimes you have one, sometimes two? Good question. But there are certain birchas ha-mitzvah that are also brachas on the status. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, that's why there are two brachas on tefillin. According to Ashkenazi custom. Lahaniach and al-mitzvahs. It's not that one's in the shel yad, one's in the shel rosh. We paskin, the Ramah paskins. If you don't, so let's say somebody is only putting on the shel rosh. Let's say they have a cast all the way up to the shoulder. They have no arm to put tefillin on. All the way up, not even a stump. So the halacha is you make, put on the shel rosh. The mitzvahs are in ma'akvid zedzeh. You put on just the shel rosh. Two brachas on the shel rosh, says the Ramah. Why? Because there are two brachas on tefillin. There's not one on the shel yad, one on the shel rosh. Why? Because there's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah tefillin, and there's a bracha on wearing tefillin. Wearing tefillin, I'm a different person. The Rambam says that. Beferish in Hilchas Tefillin. Shekolz manche tefillin arosha shel adam val zroo hu anav v'yarei v'eino nimshach v'schok b'sicha b'teila v'eino harim b'machshav azroos. He's a different person, the Rambam says. There's a lot more about this, but that also tefillin is unique. So there is a lot to talk about here, but that's the first two. Again, we're not going to go through the other ones. Mezuzah, tzitzis, they're all defining mitzvos, and therefore, if somebody rejects them, so then they are an am ha'aretz halachically. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Maseches Sot is jam-packed, as we see. We'll get back to Inyani Sota very soon. Yirah es Hashem b'ni v'melech v'im shonim al tisarav. The pasuk says, Shlomo tells his son Rechavam, Shlomo says in Mishlei, Yirah es Hashem b'ni, fear my son, v'melech, v'im shonim al tisarav. Don't be mixed up with shonim. Who are the shonim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, elu sheshonim halachos. Those who learn halachos you shouldn't be with. And what's wrong with them? And of course that's what shonim means. What else does shonim mean? Pshita. Mao detema shonim bechet. Now you might think it means those who are shonim bechet. Right, those who repeat sins. Once a person does an avera, it's much easier to do it the second time. And the third time and the fourth time. The first time it's tough. But every time we do an avera, it becomes easier. Right, it's not as jarring to us. So you might have thought that's what shonim means. Kamash malan. No. Shonim here means the people who learn. The people who learn, but they don't learn l'shem shamayim. Right? Rashi says, here, Shoshona Alachas, Shalosh Shimshu Talmidei Chachamim. We're talking about those people. V'lo Pidu Al Tami HaMishnayis. You can't learn by a Rebbe who doesn't have a Rebbe, because you're going to get, again, a warped sense. Vayter Tana Hatanaim Mevali Olam. Those who are Tanaim, those who learn, destroy the world. Really? Mevali Olam Salka Daitach. Ella Amar, right, Amar Avina, Shemorin Halacha, Mitoch Mishnasan. No, the problem is those who paskin based on their learning without researching it properly with the reasons. Tani Nami Hachi, Amar of Yeshua, Vachimavali, Olamein, Ve'elom Yashvi Olamein. What do people learn to keep the world going? Shenamar Halichos Olam Lo. Right, I'll take Yelichos, El Halachos, El Shemor and Halacha, Mitoch Mishnasan. It means, no, those who are Mora Halacha from their own learning without going into the depths and the reasons. Look at Rashi. Rashi here has three deis. What's the problem of Mora Halacha, Mitoch Mishnasan? Number one, Rashi says, Tekivan de Yodin Tami Amishnah, Pa'amim Garbin Shemidamin La Dover Shein Adome. Number one, they're going to give the wrong psak. You're gonna, you don't know the reasons for a halacha, so you're gonna make your own comparisons that aren't true. Va'od, number two. Yesh Mishnayas Harbe. You learned a lot of sources, but maybe this is a Das Yachid. Maybe we don't paskin like this. Right? There are a lot of Mishnayas. Darina and Hamani Ploni, Hivi Yechidahu. V'las Ilchza Kavase. We don't paskin like that Mishnah. The Od and Rashi is number three. Shidan Yodin, v'machlokas Tanon, Harishonim, Halacha, Gedever Me. You don't know, you have two deis, you have a machlokas, you don't know who to paskin like. You need a Rebbe for all of these. How to apply all of the learning. And that's why, if you're more lucky, don't push to us, Rashi says the three days. There is a Shas Marsha right here. The Marsha says, right, much quoted, Sota Chaf Beis, the Marsha says right here, and this is why I'm against 300 years ago, those who paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. And they don't know the reasons for the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Marsha, a couple hundred years ago. He says, Ubedoros Halalu, Osan Shemoran Halacha Mitoch Shulchan Aruch, Hare Heim Einam Yodim Tama Inyan Shokol Davar. You open up a Shulchan Aruch. You think you're the greatest God of Adar. I know the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to paskin in this case. No! In Loidaktagu Mitchila Bedavar Mitocha Talmud, Shushimish Tamidech Achamim, Vitoas Nafal Behora Asam, the Harein Bechlau Mavali Olam, the Yeshluk Orbohen. Whoa. Don't paskin from just the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Marsha says. Say the Achron in the Pischei Tshuva on Yaradeya quotes this Marsha and says, but in the times of the Marsha, they didn't have all the Mefarshim on the page. Nowadays, if you have all the Nosei Kelim, you have the Shach and the Taz, Mogen Avraham, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, you have everybody on the page. So you know the reasons. So if you know everything on the page, then you're allowed to paskin. The Marsha wasn't talking about that. He was just talking about the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Levush, the Hakdam, I just saw this last night, the Levush, Mordechai Yaffe lived right after the Shulchan Aruch, so he quotes, similar to what the Ramah quotes. If you remember the Ramah quotes in the Hakdama to the Darkei Moshe, I was in the middle of writing my own Shulchan Aruch, and then the Beis Yosef came out. The Shulchan Aruch came out. So I stopped. When am I going to write another Shulchan Aruch? So, an unbelievable act of humility, he just said, I'm going to add on to the Hasagas, right, where the Ashkenazic custom is different. The Levush says the same thing. He says, I was writing my own Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch came out, and the Ramah came out, but there's a problem. They didn't give any of the reasons. They just told you what to do. So I'm going to keep writing my Sefer, and that's why if you look into Levush, the Levush always quotes the Halacha with the reasons. And that's why the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch know, the Shach and the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and they know, well, nobody reads the Levush. Not nobody, but we reread the Levush. But it's too hard. So what did they do? They took all the important Levushes and put it on the Shulchan Aruch. And they quote it. And they quote the Levush. And they quote all the, and every later Mavari, what does the Mishnah Berurah do? The Mishnah Berurah quotes what he thinks is crucial, the Magen Avrams and the Levush and the Rabbi Kiva Eger's and all the Mefarshim in the 500 years between when he lived and the Shulchan Aruch. But it all starts with this Marsha. The Marsha right here says you can't just paskin based on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a similar controversy that the Rishonim had on the Rambam. When the Rambam said, just look in my Sefer, Mishnah Torah, and then you don't have to look at anything else. Right, which the Rambam doesn't exactly say. The Rambam says, once you go through all of Shas and you know it, so then you can look at my Sefer just to review. And that's it, that's all you have to do. But everybody, that's why they burned the books of the Rambam partially, because how can he say this? Nobody's going to learn anymore. But again, it might be different once we have the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, so we know where the Rambam gets it from. We know the reasons for the Rambams. We know the sources for the Rambams. So again, now it's much different than originally when we just had the Rambam and we just had the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue. We are talking about Halichos Olam Lo, that's also big, but let's continue now. Isha Prusha Vechulu. So, if you look back in the Mishnah had said, on back on Daf Chaf, so who destroys the world? Achasid Shoteh, we spoke about him. Rasha Arum, next there's two more. Isha Prusha, an ascetic woman, a woman who is a Prusha, who separated from the world, and Machas Prushim, and torturing myself. Satan Rabbanon, Psula Tzalyanis. Psula is an unmarried woman, a psula tzalyanis, from the word tzali, slow son of a uson, who's always davening. who's always davening. This woman who's a psula who is always davening. Ba'alas tefila, Rashi says. The almana shovavis. An almana who is a shovavis, who is always visiting and out in public and always involved with a lot of other people. The katan shlo kololo chadashav. And literally, a child who did not kololo chadashav does not have, is not viable. That's what it sounds like. Kololo chadashav. We'll have to see what that means. Hare elu mavali olam. So those are destroy the world. So kasha is, what's wrong with these people? Sounds like they're good people. Right? Ain't is this really true? Hamar Yochanan, La Madru Yirashchet Mipsula. We learn Yirat Shemayim, Yirashchet from a Psula, the Kibo Schami Almana, and Kabbalah Schar from a Kaddish Baruch Hu from an Almana. What stories? Yirashchet Mipsula, the Rabbi Yochanan, Shamelahi Psula. Rabbi Yochanan once heard a certain Psula, the Nafla A'apa, that was falling on her face. Might just mean that there she's davening. The Ka'amra, and she was saying to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Barata Gan Eden, Barata Gehenim. Right? Two of the things that were created before the world was created. Gan Eden and Gehenim, Barata Tzadikim, Barata Rishayim, Yihira Tzal Milfanecha, Shlei Kashlu B'Bnei Adam, Hashem, she was davening that nobody should be nichshal in her. Right? What an unbelievable woman. She was davening that nobody sinned through her. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Ian Yaakov, why didn't she just daven for herself, that she shouldn't do sin? What do you mean, other people shouldn't do sins through me? Why didn't she just daven that she shouldn't do a sin? So, explains the Iyun Yaakov, that maybe she couldn't daven for herself, because that's Bechira Chavshus. Right? She has to work on herself. She can't daven for herself. She knows that. But for other people, maybe. Or others say, the Marsha discusses, maybe she was confident in herself, but not for others. But what do you mean? It works two ways. It says the Rav Yashiv, no. But Yashiv says right here, she was worried about people looking at her, having hirhurim about her. She was a very beautiful woman. So, she wasn't worried about actual sin. She has control of that. But, other people just looking, she's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may be very beautiful. I'm just davening that nobody violates because of me. So that's what she was davening. So, Rabbi Yochanan sees that. Unbelievable. And kibbol schar mi'almana, te'ahi almana davi be'knishta b'shivi v'usei, there was an almana that always came to the shuls in his neighborhood, kol yom avi azis u'masla be'medrish at Rabbi Yochanan. Every day she came and davened. Omer la b'ti, lo beis knesses b'shivi v'useich. You don't have a closer shul? Amr le Rebbe, v'lo schar psiyos yeshli. I want to get schar licha. Schar psiyos. Such a woman, that was l'shem shemayim. So ask the Gemara, how can the Gemara say that a woman who davens a lot, this psula and almana is so bad? You see, there are great things. There are great things about it. By the way, there's a big discussion. Women have to daven. Right here. She's davening. What does a woman have to daven? Major discussion. Right, the Rambam, the Magen Avraham. But anyway, so the Gemara says, aren't these good things? Answer, ki ka'amar kagon Yochani Bas Retivi. No, what we were talking about, the bad ones, were Yochani Bas Retivi. Who's Yochani Bas Retivi? Rashi quotes the story. It's not in the Gemara here. Rashi quotes the story. The Maariv Chaya says, Rashi must have had other earlier sources that we don't have. Rashi quotes the story about a woman who was a machashefa. Right? She was an alman who was a machashefa. What'd she do? Whenever a woman was about to have a baby, she went into the room and she said some type of spell and the baby got stuck. And the baby didn't come out, and the woman starts screaming and in pain. And then this woman says, you know what? Let me go and daven. She goes into the corner and davens, and she takes away the spell, and the baby comes out. They're like, oh wow, you're amazing! Thank you so much, you're wonderful! So this was an absula tzailanis, right? That's terrible, right? Takes the credit. Right, takes the credit after creating. There's something in the world out there called, I think it's called Munchausen syndrome, where somebody creates a terrible situation in order to then save, be the hero and get all the credit. Rahman al-Islam, like you have a parent, you hear these crazy stories about someone, a parent who's very, very abusive, and then all of a sudden finds a child in an abused state and brings it to the hospital. Oh, I found the baby this way. They create it in order to be the hero. Right, that's exactly what this woman is doing. She created it in order to get the credit. Fine, those are the two. My katan shlo kolo chadashav. What about the last case? What's a katan who's lo kolo chadashav? How does that person mevali olam hacha targimu zet tamar chacham amevayber abosav? It means a tamar chacham who rejects his rabbis. So he's like a child. He's like a child shlo kolo chadashav. Rabbi Abba Omar. There are other pshatim given how that fits in. Right, right. Rashi says it means that he's going to have a short life. Yom of his katsrim. Rabbi Abba Omar is a talmid shlo yigia l'orah u'morah. This is talking about a student who's not ready to paskin, but he paskins. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Ki rabim chalala mipila v'atzumim kala rugeha. A double lashon of murder. So, if you have a chalom mipila, that tamar chacham shelo higielo ro more, someone who shouldn't be paskining, who paskins, viatsumim kol harukeha, that tamar chacham shigielo ro aveno more. If you should be paskining, you don't paskin, that's also terrible. Right, that's, both of them are considered, murderers. Viat kama says the Gemara, so how long? So when should you start paskining? At our bonshin, 40 years. What does that mean? Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah says until you age 40. Because that's when you get a certain level of bina. Tosfos says here, no, it means 40 years from when you started learning. When you started getting into it, 40 years, because you don't understand what your Rebbe says until after 40 years. The Gemara says elsewhere, 40 years. Eini v'harabba ori. Aye, what about Rabba? Rabba paskin, that he only lived till age 40. And he paskin, oh, b'shavin. That's where he was equal to any of the other rabbis at the time. There's a beautiful gra, the gra on Pashas Yisro. He says, we know there are different trup, ta'amim, for the Aseres HaDibros. There's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. There's one that you read it as Dibros, one that you read it as Psukim. So, Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tirtzach, if you read it Tam Elyon, so it's his own Pasuk. So you say Lo Tirtzach with a Kametz, because it's like his own Pasuk. But if it's, you read it Tam Tachton, you read it as part of the Pasuk, it's with a Pasach, Patach. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf. So is it Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf? Says the Gra, because it's referring to our Gemara. Because Pasach, if you open your mouth, you could be a murderer. Kamatz, if you close your mouth, kamatz, you could also be a murderer. If you should paskin and you don't paskin, you close your mouth, that's a murderer, based on that Gemara. If you open your mouth and should be closed, that's also, that's asumin kol harugea, that's the grub, about the two quasi-murderers. Viter. Makas prusha v'chulu. If somebody also is ascetic and goes away and acts like a parish, that's inappropriate. Tana Rabban and Shiva prushin hain. There are seven types of prushin that are inappropriate. Parish Yichmi, Parish Nikvi, Parish Kazin, Kizai, Parish Meduchya, Parish Machovasi, Vasena, Parish Meava, Parish Meira. So what are all of those prushin? Now we explain. Parish Yichmi, Parish Zeha Osem Isa Shchem. What did Shechem do? They got bris mila, shalom l'shem shamayim. He got a bris mila because he just wanted to marry Dina. That's ma'isa shichmi. If somebody does something, shalom l'shem shamayim. Right? They just want to get recognition. Right? They just do it. They do it as a fake. That's ma'isa Shechem. Parsh nikvi. Nikvi is a mankiv es raglav. Somebody who walks in a way that their feet bang together. They're faking that they're a great, very humble person. They're walking very low. They're banging their feet together. Parsh kizoy. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak zeh make his dam l'kselim. You don't even look where you're going because you're such an unup and you bang into walls and you start bleeding. Right? That the make his dam. Right? All as fake. Parish meduchya, Amar al Barshela, the mishapa ki meduchya, that you're bent over like a pestle, that is used in grinding, right? Also, all of these. Parish macho basiv esena, parish, someone who says, what do I have to do and I'll do it? So what's wrong with that? Tama yusahi, that's a good thing. If somebody says he always wants to learn more, what could I do? No, ela da amar macho basi suv esena. One more do I have to learn? I know everything. One more, is there anything else? I'm God's gift to the world. Is there anything else that anybody could teach me? Right, if somebody has that, we like to quote in the past, the beautiful thought in Pirkei Avos, that I first heard from the Nishmat Avraham. He once said, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, there are shiva midos begolam, shiva midos bechacham, v'chilufein begolam. Seven midos about a chacham. He answers every first question first, and he doesn't interrupt people. And one of them is said, one of the midos of a chacham is, alma sheshama, mashalo shama, omer lo shamati. Right, if he didn't hear something, he says, I didn't hear it. So why is that such a mitzvah of a chacham? And what's the opposite of a golem? O mashashama omer shamati. And what if, it's not mashashama omer lo shamati, mashashama omer shamati, that's a liar. The opposite is a mashashama omer shamati. Why is that a fool? Why is that a golem? Because it means he goes to the rabbi, shir, I heard this already. Maybe the rabbi's giving 99% of the new shir. There's 1% that he heard, he's repeating himself. Amashashama omer shamati. What's a chacham? Amashaloshama armaloshamati. We're always thirsty. We're always interested in something new. We don't think we know everything. There's so much more for us to learn. That's this. Machomasi suvesena. What more do I have to learn? I know everything. Parish me ava, parish me yira. And the last one, if you're parish out of ava or yira. Says the Gemara. What's wrong with that? Amrile abai avarava latana. Lotisni parish me ava, parish me yira. Take off those last two. Why? Damar view the marav. What do you mean? Even for doing it for Av and Yira, that's great. Do it shalol lishma. Shemitoch shalol lishma balishma. So they say, take off those last two. Doing mitzvahs out of Av and Yira, not totally lishma because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. right? Ava is a great level. So that's fine. You're allowed to do that. Tosfos asks, don't you have other Gemaras that learning, doing Mitzvah Shalol Lishma is better that you aren't created? Tosfos says that's a bad type of Shalol Lishma. That type of Shalol Lishma is you do it in order to cause problems. I'm going to learn a little Torah in order to insult the rabbis. That's a Shalol Lishma that's terrible. But Shalol Lishma, let's say I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood today. I'm tired. I want to stay in bed. But I get up, Shalol Lishma, because I know I have to. So that's great. We talk Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. Even if somebody's not feeling it one day, they have to do it. The Rambam quotes this Chazal only by mitzvahs. Doesn't quote it by... I'm sorry, right, this is, we discussed this in the past, the Egle Tal points this out in the Agdama. The Rambam, when he quotes this, he only quotes it by Torah, not by mitzvahs. Lolam Yasagod Dem Batorah Shalol Lishma. Shemoto Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. He doesn't quote it by mitzvahs. Right, so the Egle Tal works out. Why not? Maybe by the Rambam thinks only by Torah because of the Hanah that you get by Torah takes the place of Kavana. Right, that relates to his Hagdama. Let's just finish up here. Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, Dimitamra Mitamra. What's hidden is hidden. Udimigalya Migalya. What's known is known. Beidina Rabba Lispar Mehani Dachafu Gunde. But the great Bezdin, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasilavo, will pay back from those who hide under their cloaks. Who wear tzitzis, who pretend on the outside that they're great, very frum, and inside they're doing bad things. Meaning in this world, there's hidden and there's revealed. But in the future, it's all gonna be revealed, it's all gonna come out. Amar le Yanai Malka le Debise, and that's even what Yanai told his wife, Altis Yarmina Prushim, don't be scared of the Prushim, the great Tzaddikim, who hate me, because I killed all the rabbis. But they're not gonna take revenge. Velomi Misha Ena Prushim, and don't be worried about the people who are not Prushim, who are all on my side. Ella meets at Tzvuin, Shedomin LaPrushin. Right, be worried about those Tzvuin, those colored ones that look like Prushin on the outside but aren't. Shemaseh and Kemaisa Zimri, Umavach Shizcharka Pinchas. Right, very famous line. Right, they do something good on the outside and, they want Schar. They do Maisa Zimri and they want Schar Kepinchas, which is not exactly a parallel because Zimri acted in public. Right, the Mefarshim say, not exactly a parallel line, but that is, the Gemara. Just one final point, and that is this line about people, the Lashon of the Gemara of Lisparo Mehani de Chafu Gunde. Hashem will pay back from those who wear the cloaks, right? And Rashi says, what's Chafu Gunde? Those who, with the line in Rashi, those who that wear the literally wear the cloaks and they look like they're from right Rashi miskasin betalitos umaran asban kiprushin. So that reminds us of the Meiri a little bit. The Meiri, we've quoted this also in the past, goes through the Aseret HaDibros, how 1 through 5 are parallel to 6 through 10. 1 through 6, a belief in Hashem and murder because you rejected Salam Elokim. 2 through 7, he goes through each one, and most of them work out as a parallel. But he struggles with Lo Sisa and Lo Signov. How do those parallel 3 and 7? So suggest the Meiri exactly what our Gemara says. Lo Sisa, if you wear the badge of orthodoxy and Shomri Torah Mitzvos, we wear talis and tefillin, says the Meiri, but we go behind the backs and steal from people. That's Lo Sisa. You're bearing God's name in vain, and you're going and stealing. Right? That's, he says, it's a terrible thing. His Lashon. Shalote meniach tefillin, v'holei chumram es avrios. Shezen nesiyas shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lashav. That's exactly what our Gemara says here about Dina Rabba Lispara Mehani Techafu Gindi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue with the next Mishnah. Back to Maseches Sota, when we get back to it tomorrow, and we pick up.